Fairbanks City and Borough government have begun two projects to preserve old documents and mark historically significant buildings. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The city of Fairbanks recently was awarded a $6,000 federal grant to start an ambitious project to preserve documents that tell the story of the Golden Heart City since its founding 107 years ago. Deputy City Clerk Debbie Osterby says the Preservation Assistance Grant from the Endowment for the Humanities will be used to bring in an expert consultant to take a look at all the city's documents and artifacts just to get a sense of what's there and what needs to be done to protect them.
The records are voluminous. They're 107 years of historical records. Dating back to the original incorporation documents.
Osterby says state law requires city clerks to preserve historic documents and to make them available to the public. The documents provide a wealth of historic information that is invaluable to researchers, archivists, historians, even genealogists, to name a few. The city's document preservation project is intended to protect all the documents and artifacts from the ravages of time and handling. City officials hope to make the collection available to the public within a few years.
That's part of our plan, part of our dream, is that we would actually identify a room right here in City Hall. We would turn it into a library where, of course, it is adjusted for light sensitivities, air quality, so that the documents are preserved in that manner, but make these items available to the public.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough also is working on a historic preservation project, in this case, historically significant buildings. Officials with the borough's Commission on Historic Preservation last month installed interpretive signs at 11 buildings around town. Those include the Patty House, the Mary Lee Davis Alaska Heritage House, the Episcopal Church, and the Northward Building. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.